This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin, Ashraf al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen, wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin, al-Tahirin, wa sahabatihi al-Akramin, wa tabi'in lahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-Din. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak wa karram ala Sayyidina wa walana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has allowed us to hear these blessed words. And there is a secret in what is called tadhkir, in being reminded of meanings that many of us know about. But one of the differences between tadhkir and ta'allum, being reminded and learning, is that tadhkir is usually things that you already know. But by listening to those blessed admonitions, it stirs up those meanings in your heart and allows you to relate to them in a much deeper way, moving more towards what is called tahqiq, realization of those meanings within yourself. And this is what we're in need of human beings. The reality is that if we have just a little bit of knowledge, yet we put that knowledge into practice, it will suffice us. What we really want is to have realized within us the highest and most sublime meanings of this deen. And this should be not only what we intend when we come to a gathering like this, but what it is that we do, how we conduct our lives, and what it is that we arrange for ourselves on a daily, on a weekly, and a monthly and yearly basis. Every single day, ultimately, is an opportunity to spend that in a way in which that we can come to fulfill our purpose in life here on earth, which is none other than to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if everything that Allah ta'ala created has a purpose, which it does, is that human beings indeed have a purpose. This is what we've been created for. And as our teachers used to repeat over and over again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us so that we could benefit from Him, and literally so that we could profit from Him. He created us subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He didn't create us so that He could benefit from us. Rather, He created us so that we could benefit from the outpour of His bounty. And every single day is an opportunity. Every single night is an opportunity. One of the lines, actually the matla, the opening line of one of the poems, the last poem that we heard, kullu layl al-diyafa min alim al-mawahib. Every single night, you are able to receive divine hospitality from the one who gives the greatest of all gifts. Every single night is an opportunity for ata, to receive the divine gifts of Allah. Every single day is an opportunity to receive the divine gifts of Allah. And no one was a miftah, a key, in order to open up the door for us to receive those blessed gifts, like our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. He is the one that gave us everything that is that we have and everything that is that we need to be able to benefit from that every single moment of our lives, if that we have what it is that we need to do so. But one of the great traits of the people of Allah that you learn is this trait that is at the very depth of our being. And it oftentimes is a defining characteristic wherein which that you have people between good and even better and then best. And this trait is something that relates to how it is that we do everything that it is that we do, what motivates us, what lies deep behind everything that it is that we undertake. And this is understanding that we as human beings have what is called himma. We have what is called spiritual aspiration. There is a varying degrees in which that you and I are motivated to do everything that it is that we do. And if we look at this word linguistically, this meaning of himma is one of al-azm al-qawi. It relates to strong resolution. But then if you look at how the scholars define it, they define it in a way that is similar to sidq, to truthfulness, and they overlap at a certain point. But this lies at the depths of our being, and that's ijtima' al-quwwat al-zahira wal-batina fi tahqiq al-hadaf. It's where all of your inward and outward ability comes together, where you fully leviate to in order to achieve your goal. Everything that it is that you have, all of your abilities, that mustering up everything that it is that you can do inwardly and outwardly to that achieve your goal. And then the scholars have told us is that there is what is called himma aliyah, and there was what is called himma diniyah. There is what is called high spiritual aspiration, and there is low spiritual aspiration. And no matter what it is that we exert ourselves for in relation to the things of this world, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily unlawful or wrong. But every worldly pursuit ultimately is considered to be a manifestation of low spiritual aspiration. And this is not in any way to take from any worldly pursuits. If you do worldly pursuits with the right intention, you will draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them. But it is to differentiate and to make it clear for human beings that the most important thing that we should be doing, and in fact, all of our worldly pursuits should be subjected to this higher purpose of coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then when you talk about high spiritual aspiration, this relates to drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preparing for the hereafter, trying to be someone who truly follows the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having that sidq tawajjuh, that sincere direction of your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to benefit from every single moment of your life, learning the sacred law of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on and on and on. There are countless manifestations of these various pursuits, all of which are considered to be manifestations of having high spiritual aspiration. And if you look at the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their aspirations are always connected to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a blessed salawat upon our Prophet by the great Imam Habib Ali bin Muhammad al-Habshi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah, one of the great Imams of this religion, who spent his life learning this deen, putting it into practice, and then disseminating it throughout the earth. He spent his life serving our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was gifted the very closest of all connections. And you can glean this from his blessed words. And one of his salawat says, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad and wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. That, oh Allah, we ask you to sow blessings and peace upon Sayyidina Muhammad and upon the family of Sayyidina Muhammad. بِاللِّسَانِ الْجَامِعَةِ, with the comprehensive tongue, fil الْحَضْرَةِ الْوَاسِعَةِ, in the most expansive of presence, in salatin تَمُدُّ بِهَا جِسْمِي مِنْ جِسْمِهِ, a prayer in which I receive provision for my body from his body, وَقَلْبِي مِنْ قَلْبِهِ, and for my heart from his heart, وَرُوحِي مِنْ رُوحِهِ, and for my spirit from his spirit, was sirri min sirrihi, and from my innermost secret, from his innermost secret. And then wa ilmi min ilmihi, and that I receive provision for my knowledge through his knowledge. Wa amali min amalihi, and for my actions from his actions. Wa khuluqi min khuluqihi, and for my character from his character. And then he goes on. Wa niyati min niyati, and I receive provision for my intentions from his intentions. Wa wijhati, the direction of my heart, min wijhati, from the direction of his heart. Wa qasdi min qasdi, and for my aim from his aim. And then he didn't want this just for himself. These are people that have high spiritual aspiration. This is not an imam that lived 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago. Habib Ali bin Muhammad al-Habshi passed away in the year 1333, which is just a little over 100 years ago. Some of those present here would have met, and we've met, his grandchildren. This is not someone who lived a long time ago, but Allah Ta'ala raised him still to the highest of degrees. And then he says, وَتُعُودُ بَرَكَتُهَا, that I'm praying upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم such a salah that the blessings of it come back to benefit عَلَيَّ, my own self, وَعَلَى أَوْلَادِي, and upon my children, وَعَلَى أَصْحَابِي, and for my companions, those that spend time with me, وَعَلَى أَهْلِ عَصْرِي, and that even all people of my time benefit from this blessed salah upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I'm making. And then he says, Ya Nur, Ya Nur, Ya Nur, calling upon the light three times, إِلْجَعَلْنِي نُورًا بِحَقِّ النُّورِ, make me light from the right of the light. What a blessing. But you see here what their spiritual aspiration is. It is directly connected to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the state of that individual where Allah Ta'ala that actually grants him what it is that he's asking for? where their physical body is connected to that blessed physical body of His, the likes of which that the creation has never seen. And Allah Ta'ala honored that physical body of His. Only His physical body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was able to carry that blessed light of His. Even everything else in the heavens and the earth wasn't able to fully bear it. But Allah blessed His physical stature, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be the capsule for which that His blessed light was carried. What kind of physical body was He given, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And of course, we have characteristics that we will learn about in a day or two. But what is the reality that is behind those very same features that we see in Him, that were human-like but not like other humans? And then what is it going to be then if you receive blessings in your own physical body from His physical body? And look at how many body parts of our Prophet ﷺ are mentioned in the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In order for us to realize is that His body parts were not like our body parts, that they were special. They were not only luminous, is that they were the most honored and lofty body parts of any human being ever. So what does it mean for us to receive from that and to receive provision from His blessed body for our bodies and then our internal dimension, our heart and our spirit and our innermost secret, and then moving to our knowledge, all of which is internal to the human being, but then the way that it affects us outwardly in relation to the things that we do, also our actions and our intentions, the direction of our heart, our aims and our goals. And if we have even the smallest bit of relationship to Him insofar as it relates to our character, is that this is the greatest thing that a human being could possibly be gifted. This is what differentiates us from every other person on earth. And we will learn about this in the first session tomorrow, how character is what differentiates us as human beings. And this is why the epitaph of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, is it indeed that you are upon a magnificent character, O Muhammad. And the blessed poem of Imam Haddad is still there to this day. But these meanings of high aspiration, one of the greatest ways that we can attain it is to be around people of high aspiration. Through osmosis, when you're around them, you're inspired to live differently. You're inspired to strive for what you weren't previously inspired to strive towards. That being in their presence affects you deeply, such that you raise your aspiration to attain what is that from the presence, what is from the gifts from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the scholars say that after recognizing this is one of the greatest things a human being can be given, there are two signs, one that relates to our state and the other that relates to our that actions that it is that we do. As for our state, part of having high spiritual aspiration is that when you set out to do something, you place your trust in Allah and believe wholeheartedly that you will attain that very thing that it is that you are seeking. And Allah wants to see that in your heart. And you're not claiming that you're doing anything to attain that. There's a subtle difference. But Allah wants to see in your heart this deep state of firm resolution where you are doing everything that it is that you can. All of those meanings, all of those manifestations of having high spiritual aspiration, when Allah sees that in your heart, He will honor you and He will lift you and He will cause the world to mold around you. And that He will even cause, as they say, is that even iron to bend for you, because He is the all-powerful subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to have high spiritual aspiration. And it is from here that some of them said, is that it is almost like the Ismullah al-Azam, the highest spiritual aspiration. Why? Because when you call upon Allah by His greatest name, your requests are granted. And when Allah Ta'ala sees this high aspiration in your heart, He gifts you what it is that you are seeking solely from His bounty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then outwardly in relation to what it is that you do, we are required to take the means. That having high spiritual aspiration doesn't mean that you sit at home on your couch and just think that something that is going to magically appear before you. That Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to see us work hard. He wants to see dedication from us. He wants us to see commitment. And in a time where people are becoming less resilient and more flimsy, this is one of the greatest gifts that you and I can be gifted in this particular time specifically. And this is one of the greatest protections from all of the fitin that are around us in this day and age. Having high spiritual aspiration will protect you from the fitna of our time, because you won't even turn towards it. If you have high spiritual aspiration, you will be focused. You won't even see it. And then what is for the vast majority of people around you, dragging them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and misguiding them for you, that what is transpiring by lowering your gaze and turning away from these things of this world and all of these fitnas, it will actually draw you closer to Allah. And then you'll actually that move closer to Allah in a way that even people in previous times didn't, because they weren't tried with the degree of fitna that you and I have in our time. And when we understand this, is that we have to always recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is much greater than anything that we can possibly imagine. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in closing, I wanted to share one blessed hadith on this meaning of high spiritual aspiration. This is a hadith in Bukhari. And if we look very carefully, our Prophet himself is planting the seeds. He planted the seeds in the hearts of the blessed companions, this blessed meaning. And then they imbibed that in a way that no one else did before them or after them. But then the generations after them resembled them to the extent that they could. And this is a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, where our Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man amana billahi wa rasulih," whoever believes in Allah and His Messenger, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ and establishes the prayer, وَصَامَ رَمَضَانِ and fast during the month of Ramadan, كَانَ حَقٍّ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُدْخِلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ جَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ جَلَسَ فِي أَرْضِهِ الَّتِي وُلِدَ فِيهَا, that it will be incumbent upon Allah, and nothing is incumbent upon Allah. Out of His bounty, Allah will surely enter this person into paradise, whether he fought in the path of Allah or he remained in his earth, where he remained in his home where he was born. And then they said to the Messenger of Allah, Allah, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Afala Nubashir al-Nas, should we not give people glad tidings of what it is that you said? And then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to teach them is that it's not just about entering into paradise, but there's degrees of paradise. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِئَةَ دَرَجَةً. How did he respond? He didn't even respond directly to their question. He pointed them to something that was a greater reality that they should seek. And he said, indeed, in paradise, there are 100 degrees. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لِلْمُجَاهِدِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those that struggle for His cause, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا بَيْنَ دَرَجَتَيْنِ مَا كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What is between each degree is the distance between the heavens and the earth. 100 degrees. The distance between each degree is that distance between the heavens and the earth. In all different manifestations of preference that we see here in this world, in tafdil, that walal akhiratu, that in the hereafter, it's even greater. And so then our Prophet goes on to say, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, ask Him for the highest level of paradise, which is Firdaus. فَنْهُ أَوْسَطَ الْجَنَّةِ, because it is in the middle of paradise. وَأَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and it is the highest place in paradise. فَوْقَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ, above it is the throne of the All-Merciful. وَمِنْهُ تَتَفَجَّرْ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ, and from it, the rivers of paradise burst forth. Our Prophet is teaching us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the importance of this blessed meaning, having high spiritual aspiration. And there is no greater way to direct our hearts than to the Lord of the heavens and the earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that when we direct our hearts to Him, He will subjugate for us that which is in the very heavens and the earth. And in fact, everything around us was created for the human being so that it could be used for His sake to draw near to Him in this dual way through which we show our servitude to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we assume the responsibility of being vicegerents here on earth, doing what it is that He wants to do, laying down the principles of this blessed deen. And then, without even having to speak, people will intuit the blessed light of this religion. And when they see Muslims living as they're supposed to live, that will draw them and attract them to the higher reality that exists within the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On blessed nights like this, on the night of Jummah, and blessed gatherings like this in which that we've remembered our Lord and remembered our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we've repented and that we've supplicated, we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with high spiritual aspiration, and may we direct our hearts constantly and continuously to him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us solely from his bounty and generosity the greatest of the blessings of that he disposed that he bestows upon the people of our time. Ya Arhamar Rahmeen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these gatherings be connected to the gatherings of our teachers, and the blessings that they're gifted, that we receive our portion, even though that we be thousands of miles away. May Allah ta'ala raise us to the highest of degrees and grant us closest to him, and bless us to follow completely the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.